Dookie Dookie.
Central Time, me and Stephen Z.
4 o'clock Mountain Time.
Right, and also 8 o'clock Central. Good, and here we go.
From Philadelphia, PA,
And the reason I'm calling you today is because I'm trying to get in touch with Mr. Gary Canoga Park and Ms. Ann of Northridge. I wonder if you could put them in touch with me. You have my telephone number, so if they could get in touch with you, you would be. I wish you would be kind enough to give it to them. Thank you very much, Brian.
Hello, this is Mike, and I live in La Crescenta. And I would basically like to discuss the idea that all men are created equal. All men are created equal, and not the women.
Oh, yeah, this is Harry, and I was just wondering what you're doing tonight. If you want to go out and, or we can stay home, I don't know. What do you want to do?
Hello, feedback caller. This is Ron Glendale calling up. I don't really have a comment today. I have kind of a corny little joke I'd like to tell you. You guys might think it's cool. So anyway, seems that once upon a time, there was this guy. And he had this clone made of himself, you know?
Don't tell me. He made an obscene clone ball.
I think all of the fellas who called a comment mine just sound absolutely sexy, and I would like to get fresh with each and every one of them.
This is the Boston background. Calling on what? Let's see, I think it's the 10th of October. Sometime in the evening here, sometime in the afternoon there. Experiencing first snowfall in the air. It's been snowing since very early this morning. Temperatures have been steadily dropping. And this is the earliest snowstorm we've had in Boston since, the early 1900s at least. Way before my time. I'm trying to say that I wish I was in fucking California. Because I don't really appreciate snow to a great degree, and especially not when it comes in October. And the Farmer's Almanac is full of shit because it's not going to be mild winter. Hey, feedbackers, have yourself a nice, warm, sunny California winter. Boston Backburner, bye.
You know, Brian, we might not get a lot of snow here, but we certainly get a lot of snow.
Oh, yeah, Steve, what's snow?
Oh, not very.
Yeah, okay, this is Lord from up here at the express line. And, hey, I don't know what it was with the comments, listened to my comments on the last feedback tape. I was simply, I don't know, I talked to Steve earlier, Steve Blueline. I hadn't talked to Brian about the comments I left about feedback and Blueline merging. Hey, that was simply an observation.
Hello, party. This is Piedmont Park Villain here about 12 noon on Thursday, October 10th. I just heard something interesting here on the Zodiac News Service that I thought I'd pass along to you phone people. By the time this is played, it'll probably be a little bit later on, but it seems the disco is dying out, and us rock and roll fans, well, I guess we should celebrate. Hey, they were saying the Radio Luxembourg in Europe, which has a very large listening audience. We can all pick it up on our shortwave sets if we dare try. It's abandoned its disco format and is going back to FM-style album rock. And I understand Wolfman Jack has changed the name of his show, which I didn't even know he even had, from television disco or something like that, to his TV dance party, Wolfman Jack Dance Party, instead of the Wolfman Jack Disco Party. So I just thought I'd pass along these good numbers and just say that the disco is fading. Laura 805.
Steve, I'd like to remind you, Band-Aid sterilization. Sterility is only guaranteed unless the package has been opened. Also, did the same CB antenna kill 650 people a couple of years ago? That's hard to comprehend. Back to that.
Hi, this is Rose Burbank, and I just ran out of empty numbers. I really don't know what to do. But someone told me to say, did you know that Sarah Fawcett Majors was born in Corpus Christi, Texas? I'm sorry if it's just David Grant, but that's what they told me to say. I really have to listen to each one and know what to say. Sorry, bye-bye.
How does America spell roids? I know. K-R-A-F-T!
Well, feedback, as promised, here's installation number one of Portraits in Terror. Number one is the true story of Hung Wu, the first emperor, the Ming Emperor of China. Now, Hung Wu was a sadistic connoisseur of bizarre torture. His favorite method was to have his victim slowly sliced to death
with precisely 3,357 cuts. As a refinement, after each 10 cuts, he allowed his victim a moment to recover, the better to appreciate the next 10 cuts. Well, that was installment number one. And remember, stay tuned next week for installment number two with more 805's father. Goodbye.
Show manager is on strike. Sly and Eddie Dunn.
Sorry, I just wanted to leave a comment about... My cheekbones are sinking! Oh, the fish!
Hi, this is Kathy from Baltimore, and I just want to say that feedback is one of the best informative lines that I've heard, and we do have one similar in Baltimore, but to tell you the truth, it stinks, and it's called VD Radio, and to dial that, you call 301-VD Radio, but if I were you, I wouldn't waste my dime. Okay, that's all. Bye-bye.
The Watchtower is October the 8th at 7:36 in the morning. A couple of quickies here. Laura 805, I don't understand how you can get up on feedback and say anything so opposite of what you have been drilling into my head, that your parents can't stand the phone freaks. I think your mother has been, maybe we can say, a little more lenient. But certainly when you sit up on feedback in public, you say that your mother likes the phone freaks and that she's more kind-hearted or soft-hearted than you are, gives her more credit. Come on. Isn't that what you've been telling me? Your parents are overly paranoid. When anyone is called on their number, they just about have 10 heart attacks. They don't even want you to run the line in the first place. And how you can I really don't even understand that. What, you're just totally saying the opposite. You're lying right now. I have been listening to it, still boarding the diverters and so forth. Unfortunately, it has come down. I will say that Steve Bell Canyon did make one valid point. Would you be able to be stable? Unfortunately, you right now have a whole bunch of little kitties. I mean, just because you leave an intelligent comment or comments on other lines, that doesn't mean that you were going to get the same thing. And I told you, and Joe from the link told you, that unless you put age limit, you were going to wind up right where you have. Now, as I'm leaving this comment, I don't think you've made your latest tape yet. Maybe there'll be a drastic improvement, but it certainly has come down. I will continue forwarding until you go down. If you don't, well, fine, and it will remain the same. But as far as me leaving comments, I will wait to see if there's an improvement. Yes, I cannot resist this one. The fabulous TSPS. After hearing Stu's response, come on now! I mean, Stu, according to Pat, and I quote him, he talks to you every day, and you two are good buddies, end of quote. Isn't that interesting? Exactly what I thought, Pat.
Oh, God, that hurt. Well, I don't know, Brian, didn't we see Patagura and Stu in the soda fountain the other day, sharing a soda between the two or something?
Oh.
Well, I'd just like to say on the subject
of... What about that movie with Stu and Pat?
Oh, we don't want to talk about it. Oh, and the dog, right? Anyway, dealing with fun phone tapes again. Well, Laura, I don't know. I enjoy the little kids because really there's no other line now. I can call up and hear someone call up and yell that the Knack rules and that their favorite elementary school is really neat. And listen, the thing with... Yeah, they're water slides. Laura's parents, I think, is an exception to the rule because I've never brought this up, but my parents, who live in Oklahoma, have been running a comment line for 3 years, and they just love it. I mean, they are real diehard phone freaks. They were at the last few parties disguised as chairs. So, well, we'll go on now.
Hello, this is Dan. I'm not in right now, but if you'd like to leave a message at the tone, I'd appreciate it. Thanks for calling. And have a good day.
Leonard Nimoy goes in search of Julie Severa and unfortunately finds her. But next on Side 2, it's the news!